This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to RDS Who Is Two Leadership Call number 50 on 21st of February 2019 at 1600 UTC. And attending the call today is Susan and Alan, Jean-Baptiste and Brenda. We have apologies from Catherine. Today's call is recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking. And Jean-Baptiste, I'll turn the call over to you. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Brenda. And for today's agenda, as you mentioned, today I have listed the following items, mainly about, of course, the final report with the last outstanding issues, the status and consensus, and finally AOB. Alan or Susan, is there anything you would like to add on today's agenda?
No, but is Jackie joining us?
I have not heard from her whether she would be participating on it. I don't know about you, Brenda.
Okay.
I have not heard either.
No, I don't think I have anything else on the agenda right now.
All right. So on the outstanding issues within the final report, so I had not heard back from Jackie on whether you had left together on this. If you recall, there was an action item for you and to review the final report and there something relevant to getting consensus. Since Thomas was being replaced.
Yeah, I said I was going to do that when we had the Word document, and I haven't seen that yet. So my first
All
question,
right.
I guess, is where are we on that?
On that, Alan, I've made so I have included most sections, as you know, and we'll cover that just after this. There are sections where we are missing input, and also just, but that's less important. But for the there are a few appendices where, as soon as we are aware that this is our last call, I can just we can just update fact sheets, work plans, et cetera, and include all that into the report.
Yeah, I'm more concerned with the report proper than the appendix.
With the contents,
yeah.
All right.
All right, let's go through them. So, yeah, this one I will do when I get the final report, when I get the first version of the Word document.
All right. The priority level definition, so there I had a quick question because so Jackie was in charge of adding into the body of the report for each recommendation the text implementation to begin once any preconditions are met. She had added that to priority levels. But I was just wondering whether your interpretation was that it should be added to all recommendations, or whether there were some recommendations where this take would not apply. For example, recommendation 12.1, where it's the text. I just felt like there was there is a different application for that. So here, for example, it says implementation should begin once any preconditions are met. And after that, it's written, given a feasibility loophole in the context and a special interest in implementing the RDAP protocol more widely. So I was just curious whether this text applies to all recommendations.
Well, I guess it applies to all recommendations, but it doesn't make a lot of sense if there are no preconditions for the recommendation.
Yeah.
So I would have thought that could be done somewhere at the beginning and simply said it applies. However, looking at 12, I'm not quite sure what this sentence is saying. Maybe I missed this on the perfect ones.
Yeah.
Given a feasibility loophole in the contracts and no special interest in implementing RDAC protocol more widely than for experimental purposes, this recommendation would not be in the review team's top recommendations at this time. Remind me what 12.1 is.
If I'm not mistaken, that's
That's an IDN one, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. That's an IDM. Yeah.
Yeah. Flag that highlighter or something like that in the Word document as you're creating it, because that wording doesn't look right given our current knowledge of what's going on with the EPDP.
All right.
I think that may have applied 8 months ago when Dimitri wrote it, but not now, I think. Not quite sure how I missed it, but okay. This is
right.
Like that. But in terms of the priority, it can either be included on everything when there is any preconditions, or in one place where we've said that the timing is triggered by the board's approval, where we talk about 6 months and things like that. This could go in there at the same time.
All right.
Okay. Compliance. Stephanie provides language. If she provides language, she provides it. If she doesn't, she doesn't. I'm not concerned. Recall, it wasn't clear. She was the only one who felt that an additional statement was needed. So if she doesn't provide it, no one else is going to worry about it.
And you may have seen she had mentioned that she last week that she was needing more time on this.
Well, the EPDP is now shipped to the GNSO Council, so now she can say as a GNSO Council member she's busy. But at some point, this has to come back on her priority, or we write her off.
She's not on the GNSO Council anymore anyway. But I think we keep moving along on our time schedule because she may hold us up a longer time.
Come on, interface, the email from Volker, so I saw, Alan, that you have just replied to him before this call.
I thought I had replied earlier, and I thought I had mentioned the compliance thing in my original response, but I didn't. But in any case, his comment was in response to asking for the consensus call. He never did address the consensus call, as far as I can tell. Is that right? I don't remember seeing anything from him on that.
No, I think in his email he's more questioning whether, based on the operation input, whether the recommendation itself should be removed or not.
No, I don't think so. It may well be that, you know, because of the implementation, it's moot. But as far as I understand, as I said in my original response, I understand they may use RDAP to do the query instead of, instead of using the port 45 or whatever they're using right now. But I don't see how that changes it. We're still looking for a common interface on the ICANN website, and therefore it is possible that common interface will come up with errors or come up with two different versions. That looks unlikely now because it looks like we're effectively going back to a thin who is completely. But ignoring that's an outcome of the EPDP, and until that's adopted by the GNSO Council and the board, that's out of our hands.
Yeah.
So I think the recommendation still applies. It may become irrelevant as time progresses, but today it applies.
All right. So here, the law enforcement needs survey. So you have on the slide the amount of time spent and estimation of cost. When I reread the comment from the MCHD, so they were saying in the interest of transparency, So they asked that the cost of the current survey be included in the report. So if you recall, Alan, you had asked that this is included in the Excel file as the reply to their comment. So I was just wondering whether you, based on their comment, whether you in the end wanted to include that in the report.
I see it as a complete red herring inserted into the report. We don't include costs of anything else.
Yeah.
We don't include what the cost of all of your staff time is associated with supporting this project is. And $2,000 is a nit compared to that. So I see this as a complete red herring. Susan, do you feel strongly we should include it in the report? If you do, then I'm happy to do it. But I just don't see the relevance of it. I understand it to be in their bonnet, but I just don't see it.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I don't think it was a horrible question. If it had been $500,000, we should have known that. But $2,000 is, you know, a drop in the bucket for ICANN, so.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the total bill for ICANN support is, but, and I don't want to know, I think, but it's got to be, probably an order of magnitude or two orders of magnitude greater than that. Okay.
Right.
So at this point,
leave it
I don't think we'll report.
Okay. So we don't include it in the Excel sheet then in reply to the comment.
I like the touch of going down to the penny though.
Well,
it did not cost us $1,920. It was only $1,915.53. So.
Alan, you have taught me to be precise in my reply. So
I won't. Since this is a recorded call, I will not make any further comment right now. But remind me when we're talking face to face.
Okay.
All right. Let's proceed now.
So the last one, Susan, it's a quick question for you. I recall following the last leadership call that you had made updates to the compliance section of the report. I had shared the link to contractual compliance, but I don't know whether this was whether you had made a review of the operational input and whether there were any expected changes in the contractual compliance section of the report.
Yeah, I know I looked at this the last time that we met, because you'd sent me the link and everything, and I just did not get, I guess I'm just not understanding what needed to be in there and felt the language is fine. So if there's some, do you remember, Alan, what the operational or John Batiste?
No, but I just responded to an email like that, so I could pull it up pretty moderately quickly.
I mean, because we talk about staffing and things, but I think
Susan, to clarify, this will not be a fact finding mission.
That I thought I clarified.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
And then, but there is some. Let's see. I just saw some red line in here somewhere. Okay, now I'm not finding it.
Yeah, and I'm not finding it either here.
I mean, is it the risk-based action means that the extent possible risk assessment is performed before action is taken, the new practice? That's talking about the, sort of auditing all new policies and collecting data. I mean, we shouldn't implement a policy, but that's not working. But I just didn't see any where language needed to be changed, so I didn't do anything.
Okay, and I guess as I do the final review, I'll try to dig up the staff input and try to see if there's anything that we've missed. But I think we've covered everything at this point.
I will forward you again. What was
no,
the
no,
there?
I don't need a third copy. I'll get it. But Jean-Baptiste, actually, I guess if you at the same time as you're going through it, and if you note anything that looks blatantly missing, then let us know. I think we covered most of it.
So from operational input, is it more, this is how you do it? Or I guess I'm just not catching the question.
Oh, no. If I recall, there were several questions, and I guess it was and part of the questions were an invitation to better define some of the text in the contractual compliance section. So if I recall, like one was, for example, the use of underserved regions, things like that, where like it was just there were several points.
Yeah, well, that one was done on compliance.
Yeah.
The ones that I see, I've got it in front of me. There was an item that sanctions should be applied, make it clear that we are talking about sanctions on the books. We're not talking about building new, sanctions. And that was done, I'm pretty sure. On compliance, rephrase the recommendation so that the board decide how to best implement this recommendation, CM.1. I don't know if that was done or not. CM3 review team use of that's the underserved regions. Clarify what is made by a risk-based approach. And Stephanie provided language, which I presume was now incorporated. But okay, Jean-Baptiste, if you can go through them, there's not that many. As you're doing the Word document, you see if there's anything missing. I'll do the same, and hopefully we'll catch them all.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And then we'll go back to Susan if we don't know the answer. Let's proceed.
Next one. So here, there was a question with regards to recommendation SG.1, whether the recommendation intends to change the existing privacy proxy policy adopted by the ICANN board. So could you provide some clarification on that, Alan?
Say that again. Sorry, which one? Which recommendation?
So the one on slide, the
SG1,
okay. Data. Yeah.
Is this recommendation to change the existing privacy proxy? No, I don't believe at all. It just is a note that when contracts are executed or when contracts are signed, we make sure that the uniform requirements for protecting data and reporting breaches are in those contracts. There's no requirement to change the policy.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's more of a overall ICANN policy should include, or ICANN contracts should include, requirements for how to treat data and report data breaches. I mean,
yeah, and it's generally a GDPR rule right now, so there's no way they're going to ignore it. But,
I mean, that's just common practice.
Well, it should be. Remember, our contracts were a haphazard random selection of clauses in each contract. Sometimes supporting each other, sometimes sections completely missing, sometimes using completely different wording to describe the same thing. All we're saying is cover all the bases and use uniform wording, and we're saying, and don't forget privacy proxy when you do it. No, there's no requirement of any policy change.
All right. Thank you for the clarification. Next one is, so glutaria comes there. I have a package which is yesterday, the update on that. So this has been included. Appendix D, E, and F. So that will be included at the end, as I mentioned at the beginning of the call. So here, if we are sure that today is the last the last leadership call, and that there won't be any other rebooting calls, those documents can be finalized. Appendix H, public comments. So I have populated the section. This is on, if you look at the index Google Doc, that's there, and otherwise, if you could review that when I share the Word document with you. And finally, the appendix I just wanted to mention that there the broken links have been fixed. They've been copied from the draft report. Something I have not mentioned there because I just wanted to mention it early, what we had discussed about removing, there was a sentence to be removed in the graphs for law enforcement. So I was able to do that directly from the graph itself, so this has been taken care of.
Okay, good.
So that brings us to the consensus. So at this stage, well, Thomas, you don't expect any answer, but so still no reply from Stephanie and Volker. I know that there were some individual outreach from you.
I will add it to my list.
Yeah.
And copy leadership on them.
Perfect.
Okay.
What point do we, you know, sort of, if they don't respond, I don't think we should delay publishing the report. I mean, within reason. You know, they need a few more days, but.
NAGAR is very, very reluctant to publish a revised version, even if nothing substantially changes. Until we have a reply from one or the other of Stephanie and Volker, which is a full consensus reply, we do not know the level of consensus. If we are writing off Thomas, then our 80% rule for consensus requires 8 out of 9. So if we can get a full response from Volker and he has no reservations, then we know the level of consensus for each one. And in my mind, we could publish that and then revise the report, adding in Stephanie, and I'm guessing since we agreed in the last Brussels meeting, we had consensus on everything except the one recommendation that I wrote afterwards, and there were no objections on that one. My inclination would be to include Stephanie's previous version of where she supported everything. And then if she submits a different one, and if she submits a minority report, both of which are likely, that we issue a revised report. NAGAR really, really does not want to do that. She has concerns that if we change anything, we may have to start over the public comment because, you know, there's a required number of days for the public comment. And she is really worried that, you know, somebody would complain. Now, on the other hand, I'm reluctant to wait forever at this point.
Yeah, me
too. Let's see if we can extract something from at least one of the two. Until we have one of the two, we don't know the level of consensus. So.
Okay. I mean, I'm fine for even another week or two. But after then, it just becomes
I leave for Kobe in a little over 2 and a half weeks. Well, one, no, sorry, 1.5 weeks.
Oh. 1.5?
Oh, no, sorry. I leave on this on the 6th. Sorry, it's 2 weeks.
But nevertheless. Yeah, 2 weeks from today is when I'm leaving. That's the 8th, yeah.
Yeah, I'm leaving. Oh, no, 2 weeks from today is the 7th. So you've got an extra day on me.
Okay, I'm really trying to get to Friday really quick here. I don't know why. You're right.
All right. In any case, we're quibbling over a day or two.
Right.
But at this point, we still don't have the Word document, so it's rather moot. We can't issue it until we get the document, and both Jackie and I, at the very least, and hopefully somebody else, do a very careful read of it.
So okay.
At this point, they're still not holding us up, but
okay.
It's getting close.
And with the deferral this morning of the EPDP vote, then, you know, it's sort of a quiet period, so maybe she can get to it.
It would be nice. And the same, you know, Volcker is not involved at the same level in the EPDP, so.
No.
Anyway, we are where we are, and I will send out those messages and hope we will get a response.
Okay.
All right. In the meantime, I received an apologies from Jackie. She could not attend. Were there any points you wanted to see with her? Something I can.
No. I was just curious whether she was on the call. I wasn't greatly perturbed at this point. Once we get the document, she's going to have to be more actively involved. But at this point, not.
Yeah.
All right. Are we done?
No, unfortunately not, Ellen.
Okay.
I know we are already at the half of the time, but what I wanted to ask is whether we need any other leadership calls to be scheduled at this stage.
I think we better do one next week. Hopefully we will, because we may have some decisions to make regarding consensus or what we do if we still don't have responses. So, yes, let's schedule one next week.
Another question I have for you, Ellen. So the report version you want me to send you, do you want the one with the... with the finalized style, or you want the, if it's the raw version, that's fine.
Sorry, say, your voice is just a little bit muffled today, so I'm having trouble. Say that again. What are the two options?
Sorry about that. I think it's my microphone in my sweater. What I want
and your romantic French accent, of course.
All right.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I wish I weren't muted. You guys are funny today.
Sorry. I just realized that could be classed as harassment, so. Please go ahead.
All right. Yes. My question for you, Ellen, was would you like me to... So for the final report version that you would like me to send you, would you prefer like to have I don't know how to say that in English, but the raw version, so not the one with all the style added in, like, and all the appendices, or is the
Okay. I think we want to have two documents. We want to have the text, the body of the report, and the appendices. Because we want to be able to publish them separately. We may choose to put them together in a single document for convenience, mm-hmm. but we certainly need to publish them separately in terms of keeping it a manageable size. So, once you're comfortable with it, perhaps excluding formatting, I don't know where you are in the overall process, but I'm not worried about it. I'm much worried about formatting as content. So if you're at the stage where you have the full report, you know, and even if a section is missing for some reason, that's fine. I'm not likely to look at it tomorrow. Tomorrow my day is pretty well full. But I will want to go over it on the weekend. So, you know, try to get me something by the beginning of the weekend and just let me know what status it's in and what is still pending in it. And, you know, I'll ignore or take appropriate action based on that.
All right.
So whatever you're comfortable with, but I'd like to see something by the weekend.
Sure. Sounds good. All right. Suzanne or Ellen, is there any other business?
Not that I have.
Not right. For me.
Perfect. So, thank you. Oh, what was that? All right. So thank you very much for your time today. If anything comes up, I'll get back to you, and I'll ask your Brenda to schedule a call next week on Thursday at the same time.
Excellent. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend when you get to it. Bye-bye.
Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.